Yes, Jordi hier voor een magische plek. Paradiso achter mij. U2, Lady Gaga, Prince, ze traden er allemaal op. En vanavond is het de beurt aan Bibi Rexha. En Bibi Rexha ken je onder andere hiervan. I'm here backstage with Bibi Rexha in Paradiso. Welcome, Bibi.
Say my last name again. It sounds cute. Do it again.
Did I say it wrong? Oh. Bibi Rexha.
That's how Martin says it. That's how Martin cool. says my name.
Martin Garrix. Okay. Okay. I want to do the interview with you, but on a different way. I got categories, and every category, I got two questions.
Okay.
A hard one and an easy one. The last time you've performed here was during the MTV EMA Awards in Rotterdam.
Yeah.
You're also hosting the show.
Yeah.
It's quite a big deal.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's really like a life-changing moment.
So do you want an easy or a hard question? Hard. What do you know about Holland?
No!
Go!
I know that we're in Amsterdam right now and that weed is legal.
Yeah.
And I went to the store today and I bought my friend some rolling papers and some things.
Your friend?
Yeah, and then... And then there's a red light district here in Amsterdam. You guys speak Dutch. Martin Garrix is from here. Afrojack is from Holland too as well. A lot of the biggest DJs in the world come from Holland. And that is all I know about Holland. I mean, is that okay?
It's a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You said Martin Garrix. Let's move on. Because you collaborated with him on the track In the Name of Love. Mm-hmm. It was a worldwide big hit.
Yeah.
You also performed at Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Insane. Do you want an easy question on Martin or a hard one?
Hard.
Hard one. Okay. Name a bad habit of Martin.
Oh! I think this is not really a bad habit, but I think it could be bad. He's actually too nice sometimes, and I feel like because he's so nice, people can take maybe advantage of him, but he's like the sweetest person I've ever met, and I know some people might think that, oh no, but it's honestly like very, very kind. Like when we were in his dressing room for one of the shows at Coachella, I think last year, was it Coachella? I don't remember. Oh, Lollapalooza. He was like in the room like, are you hungry? This and that, and he ordered like $3,000 with the sushi for everybody at the video shoot. Like, too nice. Like, too nice.
Okay, next category. Your body.
Okay.
Easy one or hard one?
You can do hard. Go ahead, hard.
Hard. Okay. If there would be anything you could change about your body, what would it be?
I don't know. I would like to do more work. I would like to work out and make my legs smaller. Everybody thinks my ass is fake, but it's not. It's actually real. And I have a problem keeping it small, actually. It's just too big.
I'm not going to say anything right now. I also read about your trumpet lessons for 9 years. Do you want a hard question or an easy one?
Oh, hard.
Then I got a surprise for you because I got a trumpet right here. Can you still play it?
I don't know. I don't think I can.
Let's hear something.
Mouthpiece?
It's clean. It's clean as well. No, it's clean. Okay.
My lipstick's gonna get fucked up.
You can play something more than I could.
I haven't played in a very, very long time. In a very long time. So that's all I can do. That's all I remember.
It's quite good. It's quite good. It's quite good. Let's move on to the next category.
I can remember it though.
Fence. Easy one, difficult one.
Let's do difficult.
Have you ever had sex with a fan?
No, I have not. Yeah, I don't do that shit. If I was a rapper, that'd be a different thing, because rappers do that.
Last question. Not an easy or a hard question anymore.
Okay.
Just one. The future. What is your biggest goal for 2017?
I hope I put this EP out, and I hope I can keep traveling the world. That's it. Hopefully buy a cool house. That's it.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
Bibi, for your time. And success tonight here in Paradiso.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye, guys. Love you so much.